Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Are you reeling in the ease? Showing away the climb. Are you gathering up the keys?
Have you had enough of mine? Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Melissa Tash is here. Melissa's a new friend, but not for long. Founder of Spoiled Rotten Photography. That's not just a business, that's a franchise. She's a franchisor. That means she helps other people follow their dream with her intellectual property, with her approach to go-to-market. In the photography world, she's a former member of the U.S. Army, and she's a former engineer for Nike. She's also acted as a payload crew trainer for NASA's International Space Station program. How about that, folks? Melissa, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your service. Thank you for all your accomplishments. We're so proud of you. You know, when people hear me talk about people like you, entrepreneurs, when my audience hear you, I know some people think, well, so is she like an android? She doesn't have to sleep or you know, and it's the truth, isn't it? And you're a mom of two kids. So we know what your world is like, and that's an amazing accomplishment. Your life, your days, your weeks, and to have so much drive, I'm really proud of you. But let me ask you a question, Melissa. It really upsets me to even have to say this in a way. It's troubling to me that we even need to talk about International Women's Day, because you know there's no International Men's Day. Of course, the ladies I know say, well, 364 of those are you know, we already have 364 of those. But when you think about International Women's Month, History Month, International Women's Day, what do you think about?
Oh, goodness. I think all the women that have come before me, all the women that have made so many contributions and just honoring them and stepping up to the challenge.
So standing on their shoulders.
Sure, yeah.
Well, is there anyone in particular that you think about? I mean, I know I have, you know, people on whose shoulders I stand. And they weren't necessarily entrepreneurs. They were just people who gave me a lift, either ideologically or literally. Whose shoulders do you stand specifically?
Oh, my goodness. I think I'd probably have to say my mother.
Yeah.
She, we had an interesting childhood, but every morning she would get up and study, because she was a mother and she was going to school too, and she would tell me, you can do anything you set your mind to. And I think the positive mindset is the one thing, if you have it, you can overcome everything else.
Mm-hmm. So she set you on a path to believing that you could do anything. She didn't say, don't let anybody mistreat you. Don't be a victim. She didn't talk about, you know, the world being against you and you'll have to fight them. You just said you can. She said you can make your own way, didn't she?
I think so. You know, I've lived the victim. You know, she was divorced. She didn't have any money. She had three kids. She was alone in the world in a city that, yeah, she didn't know anybody. So we lived that. There was no reason to talk about it. But
right,
she was bettering herself, going to school.
But I bet she didn't whine either, did she?
If she did, I didn't hear it.
She didn't have time to whine, did she? What do you think?
Didn't have time. That's right.
What do you now? You're a mother of two teenagers. So you know you're either a trailing edge Xer or a leading edge boomer. Gen Y. So what do you have to say to the women in your generation? Or the younger women, the ones that are, say, 10, 20 years behind you. How about that?
Goodness, the world is there for us to get. You know, the positive mindset is always something that I'm talking about with people, because it makes such a huge difference. If you have any goals, whether you complete them or not, is all dependent on how you look at it. And if you have the positive mindset, you can do anything. You can't.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute, Melissa. You're a woman. You know. I mean.
Oh my goodness.
did you ever feel?
I got
did you ever feel that was holding you back? Did it ever occur to you to allow that to even come close to holding you back?
Oh my goodness, I have some history for you. I was the very first girl in Huntsville, Alabama to play on a boys' baseball team.
Wow.
I went to the field and I signed myself
You're
up.
Nothing but trouble,
my mother later.
You're nothing but trouble.
That's right.
Good for you. So I got to ask you quickly.
Know.
I got to ask you quickly, though. Right now, they're passing a law that makes it legal for a boy to play on a girl's team. How do you feel about that?
It's so complicated.
I can't even have an opinion
on it right now. It's very different. Right. But I will tell you that when the roles were reversed, I very much wanted to play on the boys' team. I did not want to play on the girls' team. I wanted to have the higher standard. I wanted to play with the small, faster ball. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So flipping the scales to the other way, I haven't looked at it enough. It's very confusing.
That's something we're all going to have to deal with. Hey, Melissa, will you come back?
I would love to come back.
We enjoyed having you on the show today. Give us the website again. Folks, this is how you can start your photography business with this franchise. Give us the website, Melissa.
SpoiledRottenPhoto.com.
SpoiledRottenPhoto.com. Check it out, folks. Melissa Tash is the brains and the energy behind that. She probably got a little bit of help from the family. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.